1237, we have you at 5th and Pine, and we got a priority. What's going on there?
I wanted to run something past you. I had a customer that ended up setting the bus, setting his package on fire yesterday. He bought it by bus at Tesla's. I just kind of, you know, looked at him, and I kind of said he was very busy with his bag. Again, he had the same type of bag he had on yesterday, a Tiger bag filled with stuff, and he was just very busy, like he was mixing things in the back seat. I just kind of watched him and drove cautiously. I got the blindside stuff. He immediately got off, which, you know, right now, just off this kind of, like, not in service, and got off the bus. But now that he's gone, there's that really weird, strange chemical smell left. I asked the passenger, do you guys smell that? Like, yeah, it smells like burning metal. I went back to the bus, checked where he was sitting. There was nothing there. I looked just to see if there's anything there. It just kind of gave me the creeps. I thought I'd call it in.
All right, copy that. So you checked the area. There's no evidence of any fire damage. Do you think it's possible that he had some sort of smell about him or took some item and then he was now off the bus?
I mean, no, we got on, the whole way we rode down, it was nothing. But it was like once we got to Burnside, and I got this really, that smell that happened yesterday, right before whatever it was ignited, and he got off. So he had his bag and stuff with him, and he went ahead and got off, and it was that same, like, burn metal smell. So it's still in the bus, you know, I just, the windows are open, I just, you know, checked, make sure everyone was okay. But I wanted, like, I don't know, it was just a strange thing, like, he took that device with him yesterday, I was like, you know, the things that kind of go through your mind, like, no one's trying to, like, do anything weird or, you know, set off a bomb downtown or something strange. But anyway, he's probably reported that.
All right, copy that. Is the smell dissipating? Is it still as intense as you first smelled it? Or do you feel like now that you've got the windows open and the AC circulating, it's leaving the bus?
I mean, this seems to be dissipating from where I'm at. I do a once more sweep through the bus quite quick when I hang up the phone just to, you know, look under. I looked on the floor, but just to make sure there's nothing on a seat or attached to a seat or something like that.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Let's have you roll to the next stop. It should be 5th and Harvey Milk. I want you to park at the back of the stop, and I'm going to have the supervisor just come and do a sweep of your bus just so we have two eyes and make sure we're doing our due diligence, okay?
That is so perfect, and thank you so very much.
Thank you. At 1750.